This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour one, Tuesday, the day after. Welcome to the program. Check in with the Jets. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football, stops by. He blew out his Achilles while filming some promos a couple of years ago for Good Morning Football. And just to let you know, we did book him prior to what happened last night to Aaron Rodgers. We're not that good. Al Michaels will join us a little bit later on as well. It's a win, but it doesn't feel like it. The Jets beat the Bills, a punt return in overtime, but a big loss with Aaron Rodgers done for the season, or at least likely done for the season. Athletes know their bodies. If you watch, Aaron Rodgers seems pretty composed. Now, I know that he knows the cameras are on him, but when he goes down, he almost is resigned to the fact that something is really serious. Now, it's not like he's had an Achilles injury before where you go, yep, I know what that is. You know, when Kobe Bryant got injured, Kobe knew right away. Now, he got up, shot his two free throws, but he limped off, and he knew that this was serious. It was the Achilles. I have played basketball before where I was playing, and a teammate of mine blew out both of his Achilles. On the same play, he blew them out. He thought he'd been shot. People, when they get hit in the Achilles, or the Achilles goes, they think they got kicked. And sometimes you'll see them turn around like, who kicked me? Aaron Rodgers knew something was really serious last night. And you could see him. You know, when he sat down, it's just like, God, it could not, this is not possible. And then you saw him limping. I don't know how much pain he was in, because that kind of varies, you know, depending on who it is. You know, Kevin Durant blew out his Achilles, and Kobe, you know, didn't seem like they were grimacing in pain. Even Aaron Rodgers last night. But then you have players, people who blow out their Achilles, and it's like they got shot. Four plays. I don't know if I've ever witnessed a higher high and a lower low in a span of 30 minutes covering sports for 40 years now. That atmosphere there, Aaron Rodgers runs out with the American flag, the anniversary of 9/11, They got the spotlight on him. Here we go. Here we go. Months of hype, hard knocks. And then all of a sudden, he was under duress in three of the four plays that he had. We knew that the offensive line was going to be an issue. We didn't know it was going to be that big of an issue that soon. But he's done. And Zach Wilson is now your starting quarterback. Or is he? Because you have a Super Bowl talented roster. You have to exhaust all avenues here if you're the Jets. So we'll talk to one of their beat writers, Brian Costello of the New York Post. Is there a chance? And you have to ask the question. Would Tom Brady like to play for the Jets after a day before saying that he was a Patriot for life? But, hey, you can be a Patriot for life, but can you be a Jet for, I don't know, a few months now? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. It was an, oh, by the way, the Jets won the game, and this is how it sounded.
And getting away, a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35, starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45, 50, blockers in front, at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20, stutter steps to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
Jets Radio Network with the call. Wonderful call. The Buffalo Bills lost this game. The Jets are going to get credit for a victory. Buffalo lost this game. They had as many turnovers as they did points in the second half. Three. Josh Allen played horribly and had this to say afterwards.
Josh, the four turnovers, was that something that he did, or is that just you maybe forcing the ball, trying to force the ball in a little bit?
Yeah, trying to force the ball. Yeah, same shit. Same place, different day.
You would think that Zach Wilson would play that way, not Josh Allen. We've been down this road. When he first started, he didn't look like... Now, I'm talking about when he first got to Buffalo. I said, I don't know if he knows how to play the position because he made a lot of bad mistakes. And he forced the ball last night. He threw a couple of interceptions. You're just going, why? And then the fumble there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Come up with a poll question, play of the day, and, of course, many stats of the day as well. But this is the call if you were listening on radio with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and your season perhaps heading south.
Takes the snap, drops back, looks over the middle, under pressure, and he will be sacked back to the 32-yard line by Leonard Floyd. So the Bills get a big negative, and Aaron Rodgers gets up with a limp. Aaron Rodgers right now doesn't look 100% right.
Well, that's a delayed blitz because he's got Leonard Floyd, the right
defensive
end.
He's going down. Aaron Rodgers is sitting down in the field. He's hurt. 11:15 to go in the opening quarter. And Aaron Rodgers is injured on the sack by Leonard Floyd. And the Jet training staff surrounds him. And Zach Wilson pops up and starts to get ready and take some warm-up throws.
Questionable, then doubtful, then out for the game. It didn't take long. And you could tell... The owner, Woody Johnson, was informed. You could tell when Robert Saleh knew that it was going to be serious. And body language-wise, you knew Aaron Rodgers knew right away. By the way, who would have thought that Zach Wilson would have a better quarterback rating than Josh Allen? But he did last night. Is Zach Wilson good enough to keep this team in contention? I was curious about what are the Super Bowl odds. The Jets were plus 1,600 to win the Super Bowl start of the season. That's pretty good. The injury, according to DraftKings, the Jets are now plus 6,000. Do you know who has better odds to win the Super Bowl? The Green Bay Packers do.
Stat of the day.
By the way, the Packers lost last night because if Aaron Rodgers played, I think, upwards of 65% of the snaps, 70% of the snaps, Green Bay would have gotten a first-round draft pick. Now, as a result of the injury, it's a second-round draft pick. Early odds for the Jets and Cowboys. The Jets are getting 7.5 at Dallas. I can't imagine what Micah Parsons probably thought when he saw Aaron Rodgers go down and went, Zach Wilson is on the menu next weekend. I love that. Yes, Marv.
First Daniel Jones, now Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yeah. Inflate those numbers with that Dallas defense. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Here is Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, when he found out Rodgers was done.
Kind of knew midway that he was out, obviously. We knew he was out, and when they told me what they think it was, I just recall the look on Aaron's face before he went and took his knee. Pretty much knew in the first half.
Yeah, he knew. He knew right away. This is something different. It's a different type of injury. Guys, when they bang up their knee or their shoulder, they know it. An Achilles, that's something that is not usual, not normal. This program this hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome at the end of your first year. Automatically double all the cash back you've earned, the cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, I think we're going to try and solve the Jets quarterback situation, Dan.
Okay.
The Jets at quarterback should stick or search. Classic Dan Patrick Show game. Stick or search.
Stick or search.
Stick or search. Brought to you by
Miller Lite.
Stick.
Do they stick with Zach Wilson or do they go look for somebody?
Okay, you can look, but are you going to find a Nick Foles type of quarterback?
And do you want to find a Nick Foles type of quarterback?
Or Nick Foles?
Well, it feels like Phillip Rivers is always ready to play.
Nah, he's not it.
No, he's not.
No.
But that wasn't going
to... He's ready to play, but that doesn't mean he can.
Yeah. Hey, no, Phil. You know, it's like the kid in class who raises his hand, and you're like, no, I'm not going to call on you. Yes, Todd.
Rather have Zach Wilson or Matt Ryan, or was that such a disaster with the Colts? Was that something you would even look at all?
Do the Jets know what they have in Zach Wilson? I think that's really the key. It's like the Packers. They knew what they had in Jordan Love. They were going to move on from Rodgers the previous year, you know, for a variety of reasons. You know, they move on from the drama here, but they knew what they had in Jordan Love. I don't know if the Jets know, and maybe they do know what they have in Zach Wilson, but you got him under contract. You can't demote him to third string. Well, second string, he'd be the backup to somebody. You know, do you look at Jacoby Brissett? Do you look at Gardner Minshew? Do you look at Carson Wentz? Do you look at Tom Brady? I have to at least ask the question for Tom Brady.
The Tom Brady thing is funny, but why not?
Sure.
You need a dude for 1 year while Aaron Rodgers is fixing his ankle, fixing his Achilles. You know he's not going to want to stay longer than that.
Well, you never know with Tom.
Nah.
You never know. But here's another thing. You have to factor in Aaron Rodgers' age here. This is a year-long process. He is going to be 40 in December, and you're trying to come back from an Achilles injury. This is different than all the surgeries. I mean, surgeries now, I mean, it's amazing what they're able to do and get you back playing. But an Achilles, there's no shortcut. He's going to be 40 rehabbing this to try to come back. And I don't even know if that's enough time to be able to come back. Dan Marino blew out his Achilles late in his career. I mean, these things happen and then trying to come back and then really having the energy to want to come back. Remember he was saying, hey, I'm in it for a couple of years here. Now, I owe that to the Jets. Well, we didn't think that this was going to happen. And now Aaron Rodgers rehab for a year to come back. Can you get somebody? Who can you get? Because that's a good roster. Yeah, Paulie.
A couple things. Nick Foles is 34. He's 5 years younger than Rodgers. You can get him for nothing. He's just sitting out there. Gardner Minshew's 27 years old. If you're the Colts, you're not playing for anything this year. You've chosen to hand your team to Anthony Richardson. Maybe you pick up a third-round draft choice for Gardner Minshew out of nowhere. You sign Colt McCoy as a backup, move on, and have a bad season. Here's another one. Would you trade for Kyler Murray? Huh? Just kidding. I just want to see the reaction in the room.
No.
Doesn't Minshew make sense, though? It's kind of like, remember when Teddy Bridgewater went down and the Minnesota Vikings thought they had a Super Bowl team, so they traded for Sam Bradford, which didn't work out, but the Philadelphia Eagles fleeced him. If you're the Colts, you could maybe fleece the Jets.
I don't know if Gardner Minshew is, you're able to fleece them over Gardner Minshew.
Well, would you?
I like him. I like Gardner Minshew. I've said that before.
44 touchdowns, 15 picks in his career. He's 27.
Yeah.
And with that roster, he has to hand off, throw to Garrett Wilson, and let the defense take over.
You got to understand the offense. So they bring in Nathaniel Hackett. They bring in Alan Lazard. They bring in Randall Cobb. They brought in everything for Aaron Rodgers to run Aaron Rodgers' offense. So Zach Wilson gets in there. He's got to learn Aaron Rodgers' offense now with the first team. And you could see where he was struggling a little bit. Just like, just hand the ball off, dude. Don't do much. Hand the ball off. Let's see if we can get out of here with a victory. But I wonder if somebody who has played under Nathaniel Hackett, who's the offensive coordinator, and I don't think there's anybody that you can bring in who knows that system. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Brett Rippon, Blake Bortles, Chad Henne, Cody Kessler, E.J. Mann. These are guys who have played in Nathaniel Hackett's system. They're not available. Blake, or you Bortles, don't want them.
Blake Bortles, by the way, is only 31 years old.
Is he?
Out of football. Wow.
Does Cam Newton call and say, hey, if you need me?
Why not?
Well, I mean, he might call, but I don't think Cam Newton would be the guy that you want running that offense. Yes, Marvin.
This is like me having my hand up during pickup, and there's a bunch of really, really good players instead. Like, hey, I'm ready if you guys need me.
Yeah.
All right, Marvin.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Drew Brees is 44. Is there any scenario?
No.
Yeah, that's funny. There's quarterbacks all over the country now that we're like, I wonder. Do I got it in me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Cam is like,
oh, yeah,
ready to go.
He's like, honey, let's go out back. Let me see if I still got it.
Let me take the fedora off.
Yeah, let me take that, my scarf. Let me take that off. Get out here.
Man, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. That would be funny, though, just to be the operator at the Jets facility. Philip Rivers, please hold. Gardner, please hold. Tom Brady, I'll put you right through, Tom.
Yeah. You get a lot of, I'm not here. Tom, I'm not here.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm busy. I'm not here. What other poll questions do we have there?
Well, we could go negative, as we love to do.
Oh, okay.
Who had the worst week yesterday? That just got dramatically different today. Who had the worst week one? The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, say the television networks that probably had a ton of Jets games scheduled.
As Marvin said, what's the earliest you can flex your schedule here? Because all of a sudden the Jets without Aaron Rodgers, still interesting, not as interesting. Yes, Paul.
Jets are on national TV next weekend. They're on national TV week 4 versus the Chiefs. They're on national TV versus the Eagles in week 6. I can go on. They're on national TV versus the Chargers in week 9 versus the Raiders. Jets are on national TV week 10 versus the Raiders. My guess is they were planning to be versus the Bills week 11. That was a 4 o'clock game, but they would have made that one of the big games. They're on national TV week 17 versus the Browns.
More like the Dread Zone.
All right, Todd. Thank you. Oh, yes, Todd.
Do networks make any kind of deals like ahead of time before they're deciding what games they're going to do? Like if there's injury, we have an opportunity to, or they're kind of stuck for the most part with all these games?
Well, the other networks don't want to help you out. No.
Hey, Roger, can you guys do us a solid here?
Can you take this game off our hands here?
We're going to take a pretty big ratings here. You mind?
We spent all this money hoping Aaron Rodgers was going to be playing all these games for the Jets on our network.
I remember working at NBC and Football Night in America. We pilfered a game from CBS. Boomer Esiason was upset about it.
I remember that.
Yeah. Why do they got to take our game? Yeah.
Well,
because it's a better game.
Yeah.
That's what you negotiate for, Boomer. Yes, Paulie.
It's funny. There was a story in the offseason that Roger Goodell was pushing towards more flexing with Thursday night games, a lot more flexing, and people were up in arms. It was changed people's travel schedules. But that's something the NFL does want, more flexing ability.
All right. Are the Jets in the market for trading for somebody? We'll check in with Brian Costello, who covers the Jets for the New York Post. Al Michaels a little later on, and Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football. And any suggestions on, can you remember a higher high or that eventually led to a lower low than what we saw last night? In the span of 30 minutes, Rodgers running onto the field, everybody is pumped. You got the spotlight on him. It's the anniversary of 9/11, and then four plays in, it's over. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Football back in full swing. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has an offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any football game. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So you're not missing out on any of the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers, bet just $5, take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick. The crown is yours. The microphone is yours, Fritzy.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. If you can think of a higher high, lower low in the span of 30 minutes that rivals what happened last night, I'm all ears, because I don't remember in 40 years of covering sports where you had a moment where Aaron Rodgers leads the team out, the American flag, anniversary of 9/11. That place is pumped. We've had all the buildup. You're playing the Bills, and four plays in, Aaron Rodgers is done. Brian Costello covers the Jets for the New York Post, and he joins us now. When did you know that this was probably the end for Aaron Rodgers, Brian?
Probably, Dan, when they brought the cart to take him from the medical tent to the locker room, which is about 25 to 30 yards. So that tells you he couldn't walk that distance. You don't usually see them cart. You know, you see guys carted off the field. You don't usually see the cart to the medical tent. So once that happens, you know, I thought it was bad.
How would you describe the atmosphere prior to that?
Oh, it was electric. I mean, it was incredible. I can't remember a Jets game ever having an atmosphere like that before the game. Maybe Rex Ryan's first game against the Patriots at Giant Stadium, but nothing at MetLife was like that. It was, you know, the Jets did a great job with the lights were out. They had all these, everyone had a bracelet on that lit up, and the place Method Man was introducing them, and they were coming out with the American flag. I mean, it was crazy. It was a really electric atmosphere.
Any news this morning? Any updates?
No, nothing yet. He's having an MRI. I'm not sure what time. I'm sure we'll find out later this morning. But, I mean, there's not much hope here. You know, my understanding is the doctor feels your ankle, and they can tell if the Achilles is intact. And this is just kind of a formality to make sure. But so I don't think there's much hope for anything here. But we'll probably find out later this morning for sure.
Okay. What are the options as the Jets move forward?
Well, I think Zach Wilson is, you know, he's the guy right now. They've got a game in Dallas on Sunday. There's nothing they can do right now. So he's the guy. And look, they've been building towards Zach Wilson having a second act. I don't think they ever thought it was going to come now, but this is what they've been working on. They decided not to get rid of him this offseason, kind of keep him and try to rebuild his confidence, have Rodgers work with him. So he's the guy for now. And I think they'll see if they can win some games riding their defense and their running game and managing around him, sort of like what they did last year in the middle of the year. And then if it's not looking good, maybe then they explore other options. But right now, I think this is the Zach Wilson show.
Okay. Do you place a call to Tom Brady?
I guess you call Don Yee, his agent, and see. I think it's a really big long shot. I mean, I can't even fathom how you'd make that work salary-wise, how you'd, you know, with the salary cap. Well, you know, the quarterbacks are not coming for $6 million. Right? Tom Brady is going to want a good amount of money. And you'd have to completely just strip down the offense and rebuild it. You know, that he doesn't run the same offense as Aaron Rodgers. So I think that's a pipe dream. But, yeah, I mean, I guess you could see if he's interested.
I wonder, do the Jets know what they have in Zach Wilson?
No, they don't. I think there's fingers crossed and there's some hope. And I do think he handled all this pretty well over the last 8 months. You know, he lost his job and he embraced it, and he seems to have a good attitude. And, you know, he did some okay things during the preseason, but nothing that tells you, okay, he's ready to be a different quarterback right now. You know, I think you're going to see them manage around him, Dan. I thought we saw that in the fourth quarter last night, the end of the game. You know, maybe you take a shot to the end zone there instead of when you're setting up for that last field goal. No shots to the end zone. It was handoff, 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 handoff. They were not letting him throw the ball. So, you know, if you remember last year when the Jets got hot in October, that Zach Wilson was the quarterback, and they figured out a way to win, and they rode their defense, and they rode Breece Hall, and I think they're going to try to do that again, and that will work for some of the time, and there's going to be some games where it will not work at all. And Dallas, I mean, if Dallas plays like they did against the Giants this past week, this week could be a tough one, and you know, the Jets are going to struggle playing from behind. That's where the problem's going to be, and that's what Aaron Rodgers was supposed to solve, was they weren't going to be behind, number one, and then they always felt like they were going to be in it in the fourth quarter with Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to feel like that with Zach Wilson.
Who had a worse weekend, the Giants or the Jets?
Who I'd say the Jets. I mean, because look, the Giants can say, oh, it's 1 week. We're moving on. You know, it's a long season. You don't overreact at week one. I mean, Dan, everyone saw this publicly. You watched Hard Knocks. This entire organization was built around Aaron Rodgers this season. The whole thing. The defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, sat there in the first episode saying, this is our quarterback. We can win with this guy, right? And everything was about Aaron Rodgers, and that was gone in four plays. I mean, it's just, it's hard to even wrap my brain around it right now. And I've been around the Jets a long time, seen a lot of bad Jetsian things, but this one is tough to comprehend right now.
This is why the Jets can't have nice things, Brian.
I mean, it's really just unbelievable, Dan. And I think Jets fans would probably describe me as pessimistic about the Jets, but even I could never have foreseen four plays and going like this. It's just incredible.
And you know what? He was under duress in three of those four plays.
Yeah.
You know, Breece Hall had a really nice run, but I mean, I was worried right away when I'm going, wait, they're just starting and they're putting pressure on him. And
yeah,
even when he got sacked, I'm like, did anybody block anybody on that play?
Yeah, it's not. Look, Dan, the offensive line was a concern all through training camp.
Yeah.
You know, we wrote about it. We talked about it. It's hard for me to pin this completely on them. The way it was explained to me, that play was supposed to be a quick pass. If you watch Dwayne Brown, the left tackle, he dives at Leonard Floyd's legs. It was a cup lock.
Okay.
Usually that's a cup lock, quick pass. He didn't execute the cup lock. He didn't knock the guy to the ground, so he failed in that aspect. But it seemed like Rodgers maybe, I don't know if the coverage forced this, but held on to the ball a little bit. And then, you know, it just, you know, but you should be able to give up a sack and not expect to lose your quarterback for the season. It's just incredible.
Will they move to natural grass next year?
That's a great question. I just saw DJ Reed, their cornerback, just tweeted about it, said, you know, it's time for natural grass. Randall Cobb was pretty vocal in the locker room. I know David Bakhtiari put some stuff out there last night on social media. I think that's an NFL question more than the Jets even, right? That stadium has a lot of use between the two football teams.
Mm.
There's concerts there constantly. I'm not smart enough about turf and grass to know how that works, but I got to think it'd be difficult to maintain that field. You know, ESPN last night highlighted what the transition that field went under. I think there was concerts there. There was sold-out concert there Thursday, sold-out concert there Friday, Giants game Sunday night, Jets game Monday night. That's an incredible amount of use for a field, Dan. And so I'm not sure grass can sustain that. You know, so I don't know if they can do that.
Before I let you go, we're talking to Brian Costello, covers the Jets for the New York Post. Just trying to figure out the recovery time for Aaron Rodgers, factoring in he's going to turn 40 in December of coming back from an Achilles. Have you had any information on that?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, the way I understand this is surgery is immediate. It'll be like this week. It's not like an ACL where you take some time before the surgery. So I think he'd be able to probably throw sometime in the spring, and then, you know, he'd be able to come back, I think, next season. It's week one. So I think it's about a year. Mm-hmm. Usually they come back. The question is, Dan, he's going to be 40 years old in December. It's a tough rehab. And is he going to want to undergo that rehab? You know, you got to think, is he going to not want to go out like this? This is a tough way. He's a, you know, obviously a very prideful guy. I got to think he's not going to want the ending of his career to be like this, but it's a hard road back.
I know you're busy. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks, Dan.
Brian Costello, New York Post beat writer for the Jets. Yeah, you got to factor that in, the age, and then do you want to go through this? You don't want to go out this way, but do you want to put in all that time to try to come back from something like this? Yes, Eden.
And that, they really hit it right there on the head with the stadium turf versus grass thing.
Yeah.
It's the problem is grass is better for the players, but bad for
business
around the game.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, like Bruce Springsteen coming to town once a year is going to be more important than Aaron Rodgers staying healthy.
Yeah.
As bizarre as that sounds.
Yeah. A couple of phone calls in here. Paul in Iowa. Good morning, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. This reminds me of when I was in high school track, we had a coach in his mid-30s that thought he could just walk on and play pickup ball with us. And he popped that thing so quick and was on a scooter for the rest of the season. I think that the Jets did a bad job of not ramping Rodgers up at his age. He only had 8 pass attempts in one game of the preseason. He needs to be ready for game speed, and they kept him on the sideline too much. He wasn't ready for the first real rollout.
Well, okay. If you look at the play and the defender and how he hits Rodgers, and you could see where there's a bend in his leg, I don't think that had anything to do about preseason reps. And if Rodgers balled out last night, I don't think anybody's calling saying he should have played in the preseason. It's easy to say that after the fact. It was just a fluke injury, and that's usually what Achilles injuries are. Fluke. Let's see. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with you. Fluke injury, but it will take more than a fluke for him to come back at his age. You know, what is the incentive besides money? He's got so many other ventures and interests. I know his competitive juice is still there, but it takes a lot to come back. And then what is he going to accomplish in that last year, just to go out on his own terms? What if that ends up being the worst season that he's had in his career, and so he has to walk away? I just don't see how this turns out well for him. It's just so hard to come back from an Achilles at a young age, let alone add about 15 years to the average age of an NFL player. So I agree with you. I also have a Tuesday trivia question for the room.
All right.
All right. Besides Patrick Peterson in 2011 and Xavier Gibson last night, who's the only other player in NFL history to return a punt for a touchdown in overtime?
Okay. Not DeSean Jackson.
Not DeSean Jackson. Here's a clue. They played for Kansas City.
Yes, Paulie.
Tamarack Vanover?
Bloop, bloop, oh, bloop.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Andrew. How about that? That was a Marvin-like poll there by Paulie.
I was thinking Dante Hall.
That's who I was.
I was cutting between Vanover's deeper cut.
Yeah. Seth in Iowa. Hi, Seth. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First off, I missed this the last two times I called. 6'6", 280. And I got a couple highest highs, lowest lows, and then a dark horse one, too. So okay. Steve Bartman would be up there. I mean, on the verge of winning it. And then Moises Alou, Alex Gonzalez, all that happening.
Okay.
Dez Bryant, the catch that wasn't a catch.
Right.
And then any time that you compliment Fritzy, and then he blows it immediately.
Thank you, Seth. Yes, Paul.
I think it's a little apples and oranges because there was not an injury, but the 28-3 with the Falcons, you're celebrating that Super Bowl. There's a point, I think it's maybe 5 minutes left in the third quarter, you're up 28-3, you have a 98% chance of winning. You're starting to plan your head around parades and things like that. For Falcons fans, that has to be similar.
The highest of highs and then the lowest of lows. Yeah.
Apples and oranges to last night, but close.
Yes, Marv.
Maybe the Carson Palmer ACL injury. It was like their first home playoff game in forever. And early in the first quarter, he tears his ACL. They were really good that year. Him, yeah. Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Not at the Aaron Rodgers level.
No.
Because last night was electric.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Paul. Or Todd.
For Red Sox fans, the ball going through Buckner's legs. They're about to finally win the World Series, and that happens.
Okay. That's good. Highest of highs. Just get a ground out, you're good, and then you end up. But the lowest of lows took a couple of days because they lose that game, and then I think there was a couple of rainout days before they played Game 7, if I remember. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football, who has blown out his Achilles, and Al Michaels, who I don't believe has, will join us a little bit later on. Fritzy, could you check if Al Michaels has ruptured his Achilles?
I will explore that.
Yes. We're just looking for guests who have experienced Achilles injuries here. Kevin Durant, see if he'll join us on the program. Who else would, anybody?
David Beckham.
Dan Marino. David Beckham.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. We'll take a break. Play of the Day's up next. Fall is here, and that means one thing, football season. So you got fun, family, football, and Kings Hawaiian. Perfect combination for any football get-together. Fun, delicious, customizable, and shareable. Kings Hawaiian Slider Sunday, the perfect weekly mealtime ritual to enjoy football Sundays with family and friends. So many great slider combinations, but it all starts with Kings Hawaiian. Now, if you need a little recipe inspiration, look no further than kingshawaiian.com. How about their quarterback sliders? It's simple. Beef sliders. slider patties, American cheese, pickles, onions, mustard, and ketchup, all prepared on the OG, the King's Hawaiian Original Sweet Roll. Football Sundays, all about sharing great food, fun, and friends and family and football. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday is the only way to Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Zach Wilson drops back. Lob left for Garrett Wilson. One-handed catch. Oh, he's got it! That's a jet touchdown! Garrett Wilson! With an unbelievable self-tip! The one-handed snag!
Garrett Wilson, great grab. Had five catches. By the way, Zach Wilson's previous five touchdown passes had gone to tight ends or running backs. The last time he had a touchdown pass to a wide receiver, go back to week four last season, Corey Davis. That's courtesy of the Jets Radio Network. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Legacy Box. The simple and safe way to digitize all your family's precious memories. And by going to LegacyBox.com/Patrick, you can enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, we got two of them up there right now. The Jets at quarterback should stick with what they got or search for something new, or someone new, excuse me.
Right.
That's at 58% find a new quarterback. 58% find a new quarterback.
I got to calm down here for a second. I'm not even a Jets fan. You cannot win the Super Bowl or probably even get to the playoffs, maybe get to the playoffs with Zach Wilson. you at the very least have to bring in a veteran who could play decent football to on that team. At the very least, bring in a Colt McCoy, or at the very least a Nick Foles, someone who's a grown-up who could avoid interceptions and let the rest of the roster do their thing. You can't stick.
Grown-up.
No, well, he is.
Well, considering, you know, Zach Wilson's like, what, 22 or 23,
yeah.
You'd be bringing a grown-up in who would be like 33.
And I mean grown-up in the football sense, a guy who knows his role. If you brought in, let's say you brought in Nick Foles. Nick Foles knows, I'm here for 4 months, and I could maybe pick up a second Super Bowl ring.
I think the word for that is veteran.
Yeah.
not grown-up. Yeah.
But that's the other thing. Zach Wilson's not a rookie.
Coach, you going to go out and sign a grown-up?
just big boys. Big boy table.
It's a must-sign situation.
Yeah.
The roster has its flaws. We know that. We knew it was going to be their offensive line. So you had a soon-to-be 40-year-old quarterback. You have a 38-year-old tackle in Duane Brown. You got Mekhi Becton, who hasn't lived up to his draft hype. And then, you know, Rodgers back there. There were a couple of passes early where it looked like the offensive linemen were trying to cut the defensive linemen, you know, just a quick pass. And twice, you know, Rodgers almost got sacked one time because he didn't throw the pass. And then the other time he did get sacked, and that was supposed to be a quick pass. So you got everything that you think you need to be a championship caliber team. Go back to last year. They lost their last six games. They were going to be a playoff team. It's hard to lose six in a row, and they did. But as far as moving forward, unless somebody just falls into your lap and you go, we can't pass up this opportunity, I think you got to, you know, go to war with Zach Wilson. I think you got to, now you have to manage a game with him, for him. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, you just let him go. This is where you get a defensive-minded coach who goes, you take care of the offense. I'm over here with the defense and special teams. That's not the case anymore. Yes, Marv.
Can Caleb Williams transfer from USC to the Jets?
Oh, okay. Could he leave early? No, he can't. No, he can't.
Then never mind.
Okay. Thank
you.
Stick
with Zach.
No, thank you. Lucas in Texas. Good morning, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, a couple quick things, and then a potential poll question for you. I tore my calf probably a year and a half ago, and you're right. It's like you get kicked. Like my son was throwing rocks nearby, and I thought he hit me in the leg with a rock. It's a surreal feeling. And maybe a closely related high and immediate low is probably tied to last night's game. After Hard Knocks and everything, I would say everyone's view of Zach Wilson as a backup versus everyone's view of Zach Wilson as a starter. That's a pretty big high and low right there. Everyone felt really positive about him going through Hard Knocks, but not now when it's actually on him to show up. But, hey, a potential poll question for you is I'm going to skew negative in honor of Pauly. Which fan base has a worse outlook for the season, the Giants or the Jets?
I would say the Jets because – they, you know, win or lose, you had Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. And you might go down in flames at some point during the season. The Giants looked awful. But their expectation level wasn't anywhere near what the Jets was. The Giants, it's like, hey, all right, you know, maybe we get back in the playoffs. The Jets were thinking Super Bowl. Therefore, being a Jets fan today, you're going to look out every single game now. Look out on the field, watch on TV and go, what if? What if? The Giants, you might go, what if we didn't sign Danny Dimes? You know, maybe, but you know, the expectation level was certainly not there. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, I'm going to switch gears and talk about something really positive and pleasant. I tried to get through yesterday. It's hard to get through on a Monday, but did you hear about this 47-yard touchdown in the Michigan game?
No.
This is the best thing that happened in sports all week. There was a young gentleman, a defensive end for UNLV, who passed away in February. His name, I believe, is pronounced Ryan Keeler. He grew up with the Michigan quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. They've known each other since he was 7 years old. They were high school football players. This is going to be a huge game where both of these guys were going to be able to celebrate. And while the announcers are telling this story and they tell that they mention the fact that McCarthy wrote 47 on his hand. While they're telling this story, McCarthy drops back for a pass, throws it to a wide receiver who scampers into the end zone, and you hear Brad Nessler almost in tears saying, with 47 on his hand, he just threw a 47-yard touchdown. It is the most moving thing I've seen. It's almost like a scene out of a movie. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's all over. Nessler and Gary Danielson did the game. It was far and away the best thing that happened this weekend.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, Paul.
I have another idea for the Jets. I mean, run this past you guys. Remember Taylor Heinicke, the backup? He's now a backup with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 27 years old, 29 years old. Played pretty well for Washington with a decent team around him.
All right.
If you're Atlanta, do you say, well, Desmond Ritter's our starter, our future. Let's ring up the Jets and see if we can get a third-round pick for our guy who's not supposed to play.
Yeah, but it's during the season. That's the hard part. You got to go in and learn this offense. This is Aaron Rodgers' offense. And I don't know how many quarterbacks around the NFL have an offense that's similar with same kind of play calling, cadence, timing, all of those things. I think that's a tricky part for anybody. Zach Wilson has at least been in these meetings, has at least run these plays. But, I mean, I like gritty, gutty Taylor Heinicke.
You love him.
I do. But I don't know if I'm the Jets and I go, hey, no need to panic. We're going to bring in Taylor Heinicke. We're all good. Yes, Marv.
If Zach Wilson wins next week at the Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we put all this to bed?
It depends on how they win. If they run the football, which I would think they'll probably run the ball 35, 40 times against the Cowboys, and they play good defense, I don't know if we'll go, yep, they have solved all their quarterbacking issues. 1 hour in the books. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football analyst, host, will join us coming up next. One more item as we close out hour one. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses for the last couple of years. Businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. Now, it's a refund, not a loan. If you're a small business owner and you had five or more employees, W-2 employees in 2020 or 2021, you might be eligible for this tax deduction. Bill Goodman, one of the owners of Ford and Goodman, an accounting firm in Richardson, Texas, he's a CPA, didn't think his business would qualify. Even a CPA like Bill understood how different filing an ERC claim is from doing regular income taxes. But right now with Innovation Refunds, they will help you with this. Innovation Refunds will work with independent network of tax professionals sharing information, and then they help evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. See if you qualify. 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to InnovationRefunds.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.